This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. America, I'm Robert Rees, and welcome to CEO Show. We're here today with Matt Moynihan. How are you, Matt?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
And Matt is the CEO of Forcepoint. So here's what I want to ask you. So you're in the cybersecurity space, and actually Forcepoint, I had not heard of the name, but what you're doing, no one else is really doing. It's a pretty exciting model. But right now, there's over $1 trillion spent on cybersecurity, and everyone is still getting attacked.
Yeah.
Tell me what's going on, and then we're going to talk about your name, and you're going to try to explain to me why I didn't know it.
Yeah, I'm not surprised you didn't know it. It's a new name, only about 2.5 years old. But Forcepoint is a purpose-built security company from several different companies, really designed to change the way you solve a security problem. And our approach is really around understanding what really matters most to organizations, which is their people and the interactions with content and critical data. And so you're right, $1 trillion has been spent. It could be considered one of the biggest failures in modern industry, but the threats are so advanced that the thinking needs to change.
So tell me, what are you doing differently? And I sort of know this because you should see some of his videos on YouTube. Terrific. What is Forcepoint doing differently?
Oh. Your model. Quite simply, we've changed the way we try to secure things from thinking about infrastructure, which is the old way, trying to prevent people from getting in. Classic walls and moats. It's been proven that you cannot secure the internet. You cannot secure corporate infrastructure fully, so people are getting in. Second, the number one attack vector right now to get in is stealing people's identity. Credential theft, right? And so you have this scenario where the...
So it's a double whammy. It hits the individual and the corporation.
Exactly. And so we said, let's put this model on its head. Let's go try to understand, what do people typically do? What do good people do? What do bad people do? Right? Let's go create an understanding of what good looks like. And instead of worrying about all the technology, when we see outlier behavior, where it would suggest that someone's identity has been stolen, and there's two Roberts on the network, it allows us to understand who the good Robert is and protect the company. So it's just a different way to think about what you need to secure. From our standpoint, it's really around understanding what bad people have penetrated your organization, what data are they touching, and how do you stop that, while at the same time allowing the good employees, which are the vast majority, go about their day without friction in the business process.
Are most of the bad people already internally in the company, or are they from outside the company and they figured something out?
You know, there's sort of three types of bad. One is really bad actors, right? And those could be in the form of nation states or various types of hackers that have penetrated the company and gotten in, okay? But the two other types of bad things that happen are typically done by good people, right? There's accidental leakage. You know, people make mistakes all the time. And then the second type are adversaries that have stolen identities and gotten in. And so, understanding the behavioral patterns of people inside of your company really allows you to surface the needle from the haystack, so to speak, without all the blinking lights of worrying about infrastructure. And so we're very excited by this.
So what should a CEO do first? How do they start to understand that, frankly, everyone's under threat, right? And everyone's probably being attacked at all times. Yeah. Is that true?
That is true. I mean, almost every company is a target at some point in time. Again, the world is powered now by data. Right. And so I think the first thing for you to think about as a CEO is, what data do I have that could be important to my company, critically important, such that if it was stolen, it might impact the market value or brand of that company, right? And so naturally, folks will immediately go to things like customer data or blueprints of products we're building or engineering designs. That's absolutely critical, okay? But it gets a little bit more sophisticated than that. What data do I have or do I produce that, if it got in the wrong hands, could do damage? to you personally as a CEO.
So that's what the CEO should be thinking of.
First and foremost, you know, what sort of data exists about me for my own personal brand as leader of this company, which obviously is attached to the company brand, or company data that if it was got in the wrong hands could cause...
What would be an example of that, Matt?
So we're routinely protecting blueprints of really sensitive products. Mm-hmm. You know, it could be sneakers, it could be refrigerators, it could be jet airplanes, it could be trading algorithms for hedge funds. If that information gets out, it's very, very easy for that it to be replicated. And every single day, if you look, there's nations all around the world who don't have the same respect for intellectual property that this country may have, or there's multiple use cases for this type of technology, and it is under attack. And that's number one. Number two, we do look for other types of information that could be used to do harm to your company. Press releases that could cause stocks to trade in advance. Really, any type of information that could be abused. You really need to, first and foremost, as a CEO, get your arms around that.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, where we speak with the CEOs who reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Matt Moynihan, and he is the CEO of Forcepoint. This is a company, what we're hearing, you're using a different approach than anyone else, really, which is you're focusing on the human side of data breach. So give me an example of how this works. What was someone facing?
I'll give you a real-world example about a CEO for a fairly prominent company. This gentleman, it was on a weekend day, this Saturday, was off from work, obviously checking his email over phone, but he was at his son's soccer game. And his son scored his first goal, so he was very proud, naturally. The CEO then went and posted a quick message to his Facebook account, which he didn't use that much. And it was said how proud he was of his son scoring the goal. He immediately had a quote-unquote parent of one of his son's teammates send him an email saying that she caught the first goal on video, and how proud she was of him, and if he wanted to get access to that video, please send his email. Now, it happened to be China who sent that email, not a parent of his son's teammate. Now, this gentleman never used Facebook that much, but this is how intense the scrutiny is over CEOs, board of directors, key employees. They are the number one attack vector to get inside of a company. And so just going back to the approach that Forcepoint has, once your identity has been stolen and there's two CEOs on the network, how do you identify which one is the real CEO or not? And it's through behavioral patterns. And so we would have...
Behavioral patterns? How do you do that?
Every person has a certain rhythm to the way they go about living.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You could view it as simple as a habit. When you get up every morning, what do? You check your phone? Do you log into work? Check your email? Drink a cup of coffee?
I get it. Rhythm. This is brilliant. See, I didn't know that you did that. But so what you're saying is... It starts with identity theft, but then you want to know who are the two different people, one posing as CEO, one not. You check all of their behaviors, and the right one will emerge. How do you do that, though?
No,
you're not following people around. Is this done through AI, or how is it done?
There's also a technical wizardry behind the scenes, but first and foremost, it has to be done with respecting the privacy of all individuals. Right? You do not know.
Do you let them know?
So in cases, first and foremost, it's just collecting fragments from the way people go about and interact with digital technology. Right? So you think of us as actually painting a picture of normal behavior and patterns of a human being. Right? We use that to protect them. So when someone has stolen the identity and gets on the network and is doing bad things to a company, we can tell what good and bad is. Hackers don't know how you go about living your day life. And
right.
So it's very, very hard. It's easy for them to steal your identity. It's hard to replicate who you are. And so we essentially paint a picture of that behavior. And then when things get bad, we will. We'll, in fact, let companies know. Those companies will then go let that employee know that their identity has been stolen, to maybe change a password or to take whatever protective measures. So it's really almost creating a personalization, a curated type of security for each and every person on your network to make sure that you protect them, quite frankly, from some of these new modern threats.
And who do you deal with on that company? Is it the chief security officer, the CIO,
the
CMO?
Typically Depending on the size, and I'm sure there's many different types of company size on this call. In a smaller organization, it might be the head of IT, who may also be responsible for security. In larger organizations, it would be the chief security officer, chief risk officer, or CIO.
What is the website for ForcePoint for anyone listening in and they want to check you out?
No, it's great. Please do. It's www.forcepoint.com.
That's forcepoint.com.
That's right.
Okay, we're going to take a break. When we come back with Matt, we're going to talk about this unique type of culture that he's built in, because actually, if you're going to get this type of humanized cybersecurity control, who are the people delivering it? And you've also built this really interesting culture. And the word we're going to hear about is radical candor. Back in a few.
From Philly to Fresno, Brooklyn to Boston, Data Cable Superstars has the best prices on installation of Cat 5 and Cat 6 wiring for cameras, computers, phone, and data. Specializing in off-peak installs as to not interrupt your workflow. If this is an I need it done yesterday situation, then it's time to call Data Cable Superstars at 203-942-1427 or go to datacablesuperstars.com. That's datacablesuperstars, all one word, .com. Data Cable Superstars, where estimates and big ideas are always free.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Dan Perkins here with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. Many veterans are unsure what benefits they have earned for their service. Here is your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. The VA can't help you until they know who you are. So go to the VA.gov website and look for a DD-214. Fill it out and you'll get a copy of your service record. Take it to the local VA office to see what benefits you can qualify for. You protected us, so it's time for America to protect you. This has been your veterans tip of the day.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Matt Moynihan, who is the CEO of Forcepoint. The company has been around for, what, about 20 years or so?
Yeah, the combined expertise from our predecessors, from our early companies, was 25 years, but the new Forcepoint is fairly new, 2.5 years.
And so it's a new company. You took over as CEO in 2016, but it was a conglomerate of five different companies. Just explain back to people so they hear, what is the unique customer model? Because you're hitting cybersecurity in a really interesting way that I hadn't heard of anyone using before.
Yeah, and very specifically, instead of trying to monitor all the technology in your company, we try to provide a safety net for your employees, customers, and partners by understanding what normal behaviors are, so that when those identities or credentials have been stolen, we're able to tell when hackers are inside of your company because their behavior is different than your good employees. So it really is a behavioral-centric approach to how we stop bad things from happening.
Brilliant. You know, everyone goes into industries, and if you find the right approach, hopefully you'll be able to solve things.
Yeah, and this, I think the security industry, as you mentioned earlier, needs to be changed. There has to be a paradigm shift in the way people think about things, because the old way clearly isn't working.
Yeah, people are just spending, like we mentioned, more and more money, $1 trillion. It's not happening. So you have 2,800 people about at Forcepoint, and you have clients in 150 different countries, and you're working with some of the top companies in the world. Talk about your culture, and you have this radical candor concept that you use, and how you build this culture that helps deliver your customer experience to stop cybersecurity attacks or to prevent them from being damaging.
Yeah, it was really interesting coming into an environment where there was three companies when I came in, and then we went and purchased five. It was a very rare opportunity to go put in place the first culture for the company, the combined company.
What a cool opportunity.
It was very cool, and it was done, you know, you typically don't get that. Typically, you have to be a startup, or you come into a large organization and the culture is already baked. So this was actually putting a culture for the first time, but it actually turned out to be a competitive advantage for us, because what we did was we said, let's create a mission-oriented culture to solve this specific problem and align everything we do around accomplishing that problem for our customers. And so we started everything from our mission and vision, and our vision is to understand cyber behaviors, and we needed to make sure that you know, a mission-oriented culture, you know, was driven through everything we did, and any customer interaction felt that. So it started with the people, and we had to have this concept called radical candor, which is essentially giving people straight talk with the intent of helping them improve their performance, not with the intent of being critical or political or backstabbing. And in a company that's coming together that didn't have historical execution fabric or execution DNA as a single company, we really needed people to talk straight talk. But if you did it in a bad way, the company would have been pulled apart. But if you create this culture where people are doing it in a good way, the gravitational forces pull it together. And that's what we've been doing.
How's it working?
It's fantastic. I mean, we routinely get emails from people who have joined the company recently that talk about how welcoming it is, and how it's motivating and rewarding and intrinsically motivating. You can't just be nice, right? It's got to be this intrinsic motivation to go help build a company. And I think people do feel like they're personally vested invested in doing that.
And it sounds like they're also changing the world because they're stopping all these bad attacks from having.
Yeah, no, we do a lot of work in many, many different industries, ranging from governments to financial services to what have you. And the things that we've been able to prevent from happening have ranged on one end to suicides, to other cases, acts of terror.
Suicide? How?
Well, you know, the interesting thing is when you monitor behavior, you can really surface a lot of things. I mean, everything becomes a use case of human behavior. I mean, if you see someone walking down the street that looks happy, you know, they're happy. If they look sad, you're like, hey, what's the root cause of that? In the internet, you don't have that physical cues. You can't see people to go help them,
right?
Or watch out for them. So essentially, when you want monitor behavioral patterns on the internet, yes, you can do some things like stopping identity theft and credential theft, but you can also do some amazing things like stopping acts of terrorism. You can stop things like suicide, because everyone's got different signs. You know, it's almost like understanding the symptoms of a problem. And in the digital world, you can't, if you don't see it typically. Right, and so if you surface that in a way where the proper folks, whether it be HR or a general manager, can go help someone, you can do that type of thing.
So let's talk your leadership philosophy. Now, I know you like lobster hunting. Anything you could learn from lobster hunting that ties into leadership of cybersecurity?
Well, it's an eat or eat be eaten type of industry, right? I've eaten many lobsters and I've enjoyed it, but they're very prickly characters, right? And I think one of the things that I've liked about cyber, and it's kept me in there for 20 years, is that it's a very, very hyper-competitive industry. And you have to be vigilant, going back to Andy Grove and being...
Only the paranoid
spider. Only the paranoid spider. It's very, very true, right? And I think you see several of our larger competitors out there who, quite honestly have stopped innovating. That has opened the door for us to come in and do something that is paradigm shifting. You have to be vigilant 24/7 in this space. And the nice thing is when you're motivated to change the world in a mission-oriented type of way, you have that sort of extra kicker. It's not just about, making a profit, right? This is around actually trying to change the world, and we feel that here.
Yeah, people are feeling that sense that you can make the world a better place.
Absolutely.
So let's shift to sports. I know you're a big Patriots fan, and you actually look a little bit like Tom Brady. I know you're listening on the radio, but you do a little bit.
Yeah, that's...
Most
of the world doesn't like the Patriots. So you just put
I'm a Jets fan. I've been waiting for 18 years. I love him. I rooted for him to win, but for him to retire.
Yeah, right.
I'm waiting. I said on a high point, win that Super Bowl. But are there any lessons you could learn? You're a season ticket holder as well. Any lessons you could learn from the Patriots? Because you're very focused on team and culture.
Yeah, no, I think it's around not getting enamored with sort of superstars and thinking more in terms of the system that you put in place. And I think that's really important. It's not just the Patriots. I mean, there's been several dynasties you could point to, and rugby would be the All Blacks, and there's several of those reference models. But we really do. We try to make this a sum of the parts type of company and culture, and everybody knows their job and knows what's expected of them and comes to work every day trying to do their job. Great things can happen. And then, we operate in an industry that has 30% attrition, normal attrition rates, right? And so when someone leaves, you got to have the next person step up and fit into that system and what's expected. So I think a lot of lessons to be learned from those types of organizations.
See, you've about a minute and a half. Talk more about the future of cyber, what the threats will be in the future, and go back into what CEOs need to do to prepare for this.
Yeah, I think the threat environment has completely changed over the past two decades. It started out with people trying to defame Amazon and wreck websites, to stealing credit cards, which now feels completely minor in the big scheme of things, right? There are major things that are happening, ranging from terrorist events to intellectual property theft designed to bring companies down. And so I think the first thing for a CEO is really to be aware. You don't think you're not a target, because you are. There's someone out there that finds value in something your company is creating for some reason. And I'll try to identify what that is. Start with your data, most importantly, and then try to take a look at your workforce and try to put in place increased protections for those that are interacting with that critical data to keep your company from harm.
And there you have it, the website for Forcepoint. This is the company that's transforming cybersecurity through human behavior, a new approach which I commend you on.
Thank you.
Your website is
www.forcepoint.com, forcepoint.com.
A pleasure having you, Matt, on the CEO show.
Thank you, I appreciate it.
hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, annuity do's and don'ts for baby boomers and annuity rate report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever. We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Hi, this is Robert Reese, and welcome to CEO Forum. This week, you'll learn with over 500,000 listeners the secrets of success from top CEOs. No sound bites, no gotchas. Instead, you'll hear direct insights, stories, and wisdom on personal leadership and on growing your business. Unfiltered and straight from the most successful CEOs. Hope you enjoy. And if you miss a CEO interview, you can hear any on our website, www.ceoforum.ceo. Hello, America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to the CEO Show. We're here today with Penny Pennington. How are you, Penny?
I'm great, Robert. Nice to be with you.
And Penny is the managing partner of Edward Jones. It's really functional. It's more the CEO position where you're running the organization. But the first thing I have to ask is, Edward Jones, you know, it's winning all these awards. You're in a very competitive space in financial services, yet you're different than any other firm in terms of how your structure is.
That's right, Robert. Financial services is a very broad context today. It's everything from big banks to fintech, right? So the context in which Edward Jones operates is we're a financial advisory firm. So we help individual investors, 7 million individual investors in the United States and Canada, achieve whatever it is that's most important to them and their families. So our job is to understand what they're trying to accomplish over their lifetimes, put together tailored solutions that help them achieve that financially, and then stick with them for years and years and for generations, in fact, and help them achieve those things.
And it's really the largest privately held, correct?
We are. We're the largest in a couple of respects. We're the largest in terms of the number of financial advisors who are serving clients. So we have about 18,500 financial advisors today in the United States and Canada. We're also a very large private partnership, and we're really the only remaining private partnership doing what we do. We have 25,000 limited partners of 47,000 people who work at Edward Jones. So we're in control of our own destiny and the way that we serve our clients.
And what's interesting, so there are obviously the large numbers, and you're moving on your 100th birthday.
That's
in 1922, but is the personal touch now, in full disclosure, and this has nothing to do with our interview, my mom has, you know, is an Edward Jones client, and Judy McInaughs loves her. Now, she's so personal, and I always wondered how you get your people, and before that was a guy named Dan, who are so personal and have this human side, this human, I don't know what it is, but it's something different.
Well, I love the word that you just used to describe it, and it's human-centered. We believe that relationship is the root of good financial advice, and it's the root of the trusted relationships that we have with our clients. That personal relationship is what enables your mom to be willing to talk to Dan and to Judy about what's important to her. And I bet what's important to her has changed over her lifetime. She's thinking about all kinds of different things at 85 than she would have been at 45. And so the human-centeredness of our relationships, if I'd said that I believe we're rooted in human-centeredness, if I'd said that 10 years ago, you would have said, well, yeah, I mean, how else do you get advice? Well, today you can get advice from a machine, and lots of firms are experimenting with having machines deliver advice, but machines can't deliver that kind of emotional connection with your mom or with you or with your children that we believe is the root of good financial advice, knowing you and what's important to you.
So let's talk about that. So you've 47,000 people, and in full disclosure, you've, I think, for 20 consecutive years been on the best companies to work for list. And all of you listening in, I know that's the list you all want to be on. But this last year, you're number seven, number one in financial services. So that's really high. What are some some practices that you have, maybe unique practices to help build that type of a culture?
Well, our practices extend from our culture. And I say our culture is basically the relationship that we have with two people, our clients and with one another. And so our practices in the field, the way that our financial advisors and our BOAs come together as regional teams all over North America, we have each of our regions is about 50 branch teams that form a region, and they support each other. There's peer-to-peer learning, which we're learning is really the best way for adults to grow and develop, is through peer-to-peer coaching and relationships. We also have volunteer leadership teams that are responsible for the health and the growth of each of those regions. And we have 305 regions in North America.
What do you mean volunteer leadership teams? I don't get it.
Well, we don't pay them to serve in these roles. So volunteers take on specific roles in their regions, whether it be to train and support new financial advisors or to act as conduits of information around new products and solutions and financial tools that we're sharing with our clients. So our volunteer leadership structure is a part of our culture, and it's a part of our very unique practices. I'll also give you an example of a practice in our home office. Our home office is about 7,500 folks who are the backup for our financial advisors and our client service professionals in our branches. They get up every day thinking about their clients, but we all get up every day thinking about our profession, our careers, about bringing the fullness of ourselves to what we do every day. So we have groups called business resource groups, affinity groups around women, LGBT, African American, folks with disabilities. And as part of that effort, we have instituted an opportunity called Courageous Conversations. And so about 15 times a year, we come together. It's on a volunteer basis. 25, 30 people come together, facilitated by a management committee member, one of our senior most leaders, to have conversations that we all want to have, but we're a little afraid to have.
Oh, okay, so it's a cool name, Courageous Conversations.
Yes.
But what kind of conversations are you going to, like, have there?
Okay, so the most recent one that I facilitated was on the movie On the Basis of Sex, which was about Ruth Bader Ginsburg. I don't know if you saw that movie. Mm-hmm. But we came together as a group of colleagues, very diverse group of colleagues, to say, what did you experience in that movie? What do you think she was experiencing? What does that mean for us when we come to work every day? We did a similar conversation on Hidden Figures. We've had a conversation about what it's like to be a white man in an environment where the only thing people seem to be talking about is women and people of color. And are white men wondering if they're still welcome in the workplace?
Okay, so let's go there. So I'm there. I'm the guy, white guy in the 50 to 60, trying to really do good.
Yeah.
So what could we learn from that?
Well, what we could learn is how to listen to each other and how to create a space where you would be willing to say, you know, I hear all this about women and people of color, and I'm supportive. I mentor women and people of color. I'm supportive. I've been poured into as a professional and wherever you hang your hat professionally. Am I still welcome here? I would want you to be comfortable asking that question. And for somebody like me to say, I'm so happy that we're having this conversation about diversity and inclusion, but I got to tell you, I've always felt supported, and I feel that we support you. But having that conversation is really challenging right now, and we need to be listening to each other and having those conversations.
Do you do it in a big group? Do you do it in small groups? What size group?
There are generally 25 to 30 people in the room, and it's become a waiting list only kind of event. There are so many people who have heard about these conversations and have something to say and want to be in the conversation.
That's terrific. You've got 1 minute before we take a break. What advice do you have to CEOs if they want to build this type of a culture?
Well, to build a culture, a spirit of caring, a culture of volunteerism, and a culture of open conversation means knowing, aligning around what is our purpose as an organization. What can we all fundamentally agree on that drives whatever we're doing in the future?
We're going to take a break now. When we come back, we're going to talk with Penny, and we're going to talk now about how does this translate into the customer experience, the client experience. Back in a few.
Would you like to host your own radio program or podcast? Park City Productions, 06604, is a Bridgeport, Connecticut-based radio broadcast solutions company. Follow us on Instagram, like us on Facebook, and subscribe to our YouTube channel. That's Park City Productions, 06604.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Disseminating CEO wisdom, the CEO Show elevates business, the economy, and society. Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Penny Pennington, who is the, I was about to say CEO, but it's managing partner of Edward Jones, and that's because this is the largest privately held partnership, really, in financial services. So we heard a lot about courageous conversations, unique practices in building this culture. Which was, again, number 7 in best places to work for in America. You've also won the J.D. Power Award 20 years consecutively. How does this all translate into the customer experience?
Well, the consumer is becoming more and more more and more focused on their experience. Each of us as individuals is looking to have a particular experience. We want to be treated as individuals, not just a number. And so the experience that we want to treat our clients to has always been rooted in knowing them, but we want to tailor to their needs. We want to come to know them specifically, to understand the hopes and dreams of their families, and then to treat them to an experience that, I'm going to use two words here, that has smart consistency to it. Because
interesting,
we're
smart consistency.
Smart consistency. We're professionals as financial advisors, and there is there are aspects to our profession that need to be consistent. But we also want to be hyper personalized to our clients. We want to know each of them as individuals. We want to understand their families and what's most important to them, and we want to treat them as individuals. So when we marry those two things up, we believe that we can deliver an experience, a human-centered experience, to our earlier conversation, that is unique in the marketplace.
So what's interesting, human-centered experience, obviously I'm aware, you know, that you use a lot of technology and digital in everything you do. How do you balance, what's the best way to balance digital with the human experience?
Well, the way that we think about technology is an enabler to the personal relationship. A personal relationship with a human-centered financial advisor, our clients feel understood. They feel feel informed about their futures. They feel more in control of their futures, and that helps them have a sense of security that we all desire about our present and our future. That helps them feel confident. When we apply technology to the relationship, we want that technology to deliver on all of those emotions. So we're never going to use technology to supplant the relationship. We're going to use technology to enable an investor, a client, a family to feel those emotions more often than just when they leave the office of their financial advisor. A couple times a year, they meet directly with their financial advisor, and man, they leave that office feeling a sense of relief of anxiety. Well, we know that investors will stick with their plans longer, and these are well-made plans. They will stick with their plans longer if they have that sense of security and confidence more often. And Robert, I've got a device in my hand every day that gives me a little bit of confidence about all kinds of things that I want to know more about, I want to understand more about, or the relationships that I want to have. So that's how we feel about the marriage of human-centeredness and technology.
I like that answer. Let's shift to another topic that is near and dear to my heart. As you know, I've been trying to get us to have at least 50 Fortune 500 women CEOs, and I think it's not just the right thing to do, but it's an economic issue, because obviously more than 6.8% of the talent are not in, you know, it's not in the right place. You are one of those 34, you know, Fortune 500 women CEOs. What's your take on the role that this plays in our society?
Well, you said it, Robert, and I really appreciate your support and advocacy in this. There are incredibly talented professionals with great skill, experience that connects with the experience of consumers that are not in the talent pools that we've necessarily historically been fishing in. They're incredible women, people of color, people from a very diverse set of backgrounds and experiences that they themselves, when they come to a leadership table, they are able to speak through their own experience to the experience that a much wider group of consumers is seeking. And I, as a leader, as a CEO, know that if I don't have those voices at the table, I'm going to miss something important to an important set of consumers. I might make a mistake that I had no idea I was saying or doing because it wasn't necessarily in my realm of experience. And in the world that we live in today, in the ways that we're seeking to provide good experiences, wholesome, helpful experiences to consumers and society, we need more voices at the table. Our economy, our society, America, North America, is stronger when we bring more of those voices and that ambition to the table.
Yep, and that's like the smart consistency that you have going. So we have about a minute and a half left. Let's talk about the future of Edward Jones. In 2022, you're going to be 100 years old.
That's right.
And so, tell me, what does the future look like?
Well, we are a purpose-built company. We're built to serve individual investors and their families. Today, we have 7 million, but we know from researching the marketplace that there are over 40 million families who think and act like Edward Jones clients. So we are building ourselves. Think and act. We think of our clients psychographically, not demographically. So we need to grow to impact them more deeply. Grow with great talent, grow with great technology.
Any final words of advice to CEOs out there?
My advice to CEOs is to recognize that leadership is a privilege and a responsibility. And that when we take that privilege and responsibility very seriously, when we think long term, when we think about talented people and unleashing their talent and their creativity, we can really be helpful in solving some problems and some opportunities that we have in our society today and and it's a privilege and a responsibility to get to do that.
On that note, Penny, a real privilege having you on the CEO show.
Thank you, Robert. It's been great.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.